Wara Alarunfemi is a sophomore at Anderson High School. She says voting just isn't a top priority when compared to the busy nature of her high school life.
I'm worrying about college right now and getting in and wanting to get my medical degree. And so, like, priorities, I have other things to worry about, unfortunately, and it's just not on my plate.
Ella Alexander is a senior and a first-time voter. She believes low youth voter turnout can't be narrowed down to a single cause, like lack of interest.
So many people just don't have access to get to the polls. And I mean, that can be so true for high schoolers. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have my driver's license and to have a car, so even if my parents didn't care to vote, I could still get my way there.
Both students expressed difficulty getting involved in politics at the local level. They feel like while their votes may be important, it's hard for them to engage with members of a local government that doesn't make an attempt to engage with them back.
I don't even know what the mayor looks like.
Event organizer Kelly Kelly, the founder of the Anderson Community Lens, believes the best way to get young voters involved is by continuing to bring them into the discussion.
Well, I think ultimately just keep them talking. Keep them talking about this topic, inviting them into that conversation, helping them find their voice. Continuing to develop that voice is the part that Community Lens would like to play.
The deadline for voter registration is October 7th. Early voting begins the next day. Election day is November 5th. In Anderson, Thomas Ouellette, IPR News.